They're my favourite club and I live near them. So I'm ruined out.
I'm here because if we don't protest, this club could die.
Well, I'm just sort of pretty sick and tired of the club's arrogance, really. Well, not the club, but Katrina Mir and the Ducatelli syndicate. I just think it's very arrogant. I think, they're not being honest with supporters.
I think it's really important that as a fan base we show solidarity. And I just think what's important to be able to express is that Katrina is missing a vital point as to why that we are all here. We've got three generations of my family here standing together today because football is an integral part of our life and you can't treat it as a purchase.
We're outside the valley because we don't like our manager and we're trying to get a better manager and everything we can do.
We're just utterly disgusted by the way this guy's running our club and, well, running them into the ground is the way that he's doing it. He's got no intentions of us, like, prospering like a football club should do, trying to reach the, you know, the higher echelons of the football leagues. He just wants to make money and we're against that.
There's no transparency. Everybody's very concerned and rightly so. You know, this is a great club. It's a fantastic club and, everyone's just seeing it go to pot and everyone's sick and tired of it and these people need to wake up and listen and either change their ways or get out.
It's just the heart and the soul at the club, really. A few years ago we had a lot of fans here and players and manager and the board who cared about the club, but it seems a lot of things are going against us at the moment. It's not just what's on the pitch, it's what's off it.
I'm here protesting today because Woolen hasn't been making the right choices.
I've come to the club with my dad, my brothers for the past God knows how long. And we just feel like there's a big separation between us and the board right now.
We ain't customers. Without us, they ain't going to make money. You know, we're the backbone of this. Fans are the backbone of any club. You know, we're not customers. That's disgusting. And that just proves that they don't belong here, you know.
They want to see the club more as a kind of a business. You know, we'll raise the youngsters through the club and we'll sell them off to the Premier League, you know, like a nursery, if you like. And it's a complete detachment from the way that the fans feel about the club. You know, it's part of our life. It's part of our livelihood.
Obviously, the current regime's not working. You can tell by the amount of people here today. There's, at least 500-600 people here today. Not even substandard players coming to play for Charlton.
What's going on is not good enough. We've all been Charlton fans for a long time and this, we're all devastated at what's happening with the club that we love and we're getting disregarded, basically. Although we've all been fans for a long, long time and never have we been called customers. I mean, what a shocking thing to say. And it's not good enough.
There's a lot of things like the fan sofa, like the change of the mascots, just like ruining the tradition, really, and just want it all back, really, and it seems it's not going to be happening with the manager and players from unknown places. We're a championship club and it seems like we're going to be going down into League One and it doesn't look like we're going to return anytime soon.
What we'd like to see is obviously Chris Powell's Charlton, where every player was playing for the shirt. It might not have been the best players in the world, but he got sort of hard workers came in and they sort of put a shift in for the shirt. All these players ain't doing it. The only players I can see doing it is Henderson, Solly and Jackson, which you saw today as well. Even though Jackson was injured, he was all over that pitch.
We come to this game not because it's a day out at a restaurant, not because it's a cinema, but because we have an emotional bond with that club and we're making ourselves known. We want to tell this lot, this isn't a cinema, this isn't a restaurant, this is a football club. Listen to us, make some changes.
Just don't agree with the regime at the moment. They came here with a plan to try and get this club back in the Premier League and at the moment I'm seeing no signs of it. There's no heavy investment on the pitch. Okay, they're investing in the right places, in the ground, in the training and so on, but there's nothing on the pitch and that's why we are where we are in the league.
There's just no passion about the club anymore. They're running this club into the ground. I mean, how long we had this interim manager now? 2 months? 3 months? You know, that if he's an interim manager, he shouldn't be here that long as far as I'm concerned. He should be there for a few, exactly. No stability. They don't seem to care. And then
it's
got a lot to learn. Just comparing it to going to supermarkets, so it's just a way of life, going to watch your football team grow up, do it for a lifetime. You're going to supermarkets, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I really don't understand the comments, and it's a lot of hypocrisy over the last 2-3 years, so it was just really frustrating me, because I need to engage with the fans, because they're the heart and soul of the club, really.
Generations of people are here today and over the entire season to watch Charlton play, but they haven't been playing well because of Roland's choices.
Yeah, we played well today, but we definitely need a better manager.
Again, like what she said the other day, like calling us all customers. I mean, you don't call football fans customers at the end of the day. We're off the reason why we're here. All the fans, you know, and to call us customers, I think it's just disrespectful, and I think it's just...
Yeah, I don't think there's any going back from saying that. The relationship between the fans and her is completely gone. There's no going back from that, from what she said, completely disregard to the fans and the way she has done.
Whether they change or whether they leave, you know, something's got to happen. It can't just be nothing. That's what we've got to try and affect change. We're stronger together as fans than they are as just a couple of people.
I'm against the owners and all of them. You know, it's not the Charlton that we had growing up. No, it's a family club. This is not a family club now. This is the second protest that I've been at, and more people showing up. So it goes to show what everyone is saying is true.
We're not customers. It's not a take it or leave it, go somewhere else if we can find a cheaper seat or a better experience. Charlton's part of what we do as a family, and that's never ever going to change. So it kind of breaks our heart a bit to see what's been going on at the club. So that's why we're here.
Considering I've been a supporter now for 22 years, been a season ticket holder for 22 years, I'm actually contemplating whether to renew my ticket in the summer. If the regime continues, then no, I won't be coming. All the time they're in charge, I won't be coming next year.
And he's been hiring managers for the club that he has sacked from other teams, and he hasn't been coming to any of the games.
The fact that we can keep protesting against the overall regime, I'm not really going to say anything about the manager. You know, he's underqualified, he's come from nowhere, he's probably exactly to get paid, so, but we can't really do a lot about that. It's about us trying to force a change in general.
And what do you make of the news breaking in the Voice of the Valley fans in that Peter Viney's looking to try and lead a consortium to make some sort of investment into the club?
I hope he's successful. You know, he's been here before, he knows the club through thick and thin, he knows how to run a club, and he's proved that before numerous times. You know, we've been in the dark days before. Hopefully, if he comes back, we'll be back to where we should be, back in the Premier League.
It's nearly died before, and the fans saved it. And it's important that we all stick together and we save it again.
I sleep with my hands across my chest, and I dream of you with someone else.